From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an anti-Islamic state coalition is expanded. Speaking to a summit in New York Tuesday on countering the Islamic State extremist group, President Obama warned the fight against the Sunni militant group will not be short or easy.
They've shown themselves to be resilient. They are very effective through social media and have been able to attract adherents, not just from the areas in which they operate, but in many of our own countries. There are going to be successes and there are going to be setbacks. This is not a conventional battle. This is a long-term campaign, not only against this particular network, but against its ideology.
Mr. Obama said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. He says the struggle will not be confined to military and intelligence efforts, but must also tackle the political and economic conditions exploited by the IS group. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 individuals and five groups connected to the IS group. In the Central African Republic, fresh sectarian violence was reported Tuesday, sparked by the death last week of a Muslim man in the capital, Bangui. Interim President Catherine Samba-Panza cut short her participation in the opening of the UN General Assembly session to return to the country and pleaded for calm. Meanwhile, university student Dasende Ngbo-Rosaline says he wants the army to be deployed across the country and the international forces departing. He says they do absolutely nothing to prevent the crisis in the country. At least 36 have been killed in the last several days. Tens of thousands have fled their homes, many taking refuge at French and UN bases. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting continued Wednesday in northern Afghanistan as the country's security forces tried to recapture the city of Kunduz from the Taliban. The UN assistance mission says the clashes have killed or wounded more than 100 civilians and forced thousands to flee the city. The Afghan army has been trying to send more troops from the south, but Taliban roadblocks and landmines have blocked their advance. Meanwhile, U.S. warplanes carried out a pair of airstrikes in support of the Afghan forces. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
The situation in Kunduz remains fluid, and we are continuing to follow the situation closely, but we have confidence in the Afghan National Security Forces. U.S. forces did conduct an airstrike on the outskirts of Kunduz earlier today in order to eliminate a threat to coalition and Afghan forces in the area. This was a force protection strike conducted by a fixed-wing manned aircraft.
A second strike overnight hit the city around the Kunduz City Airport, which was the site of heavy clashes late Tuesday. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has promised a bombshell announcement when he addresses the UN General Assembly session later Wednesday. The Palestinian leader has said only that the speech will focus on the 1993 Oslo Accords reached with Israel and what he calls Israeli violations, including settlement activity and the demolition of Palestinian buildings in occupied territories. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba went on trial Tuesday at the International Criminal Court for obstructing justice after allegedly trying to influence witnesses to achieve an acquittal in his war crimes trial that has been underway since 2010. Fatou Bensouda is the ICC chief prosecutor.
We will demonstrate on the strength of our evidence how the accused engaged in a scheme to corruptly influence witnesses, to bribe them, to encourage or induce their false testimony, to coach their evidence illicitly, and to present that false evidence to a chamber of this court.
Bemba is accused of conspiring with others to coach witnesses and pay for favorable testimony. He also stands accused of orchestrating atrocities against civilians in 2002, when fighters of his Movement for the Liberation of Congo intervened in neighboring Central African Republic. Western embassies in Bangladesh are warning their citizens against terrorist attacks in the country after an Italian aid worker was shot in the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka in an attack claimed by Islamic State. The U.S. Embassy says there is reliable new information suggesting militants may be planning to target Australian interests. The world's seven leading industrial countries, along with Gulf nations, pledged to contribute nearly $2 billion to U.N. aid agencies to help with the world's worst migrant crisis since the end of World War II. The announcement came Tuesday after a G7 meeting on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.